Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. How did we feel about Galaxy 4? So I've watched the special features and the like. Peter Purves seems like a delightful man. I found it confounding. It like, it's very silly. I'm sure it was hugely groundbreaking at the time to have, you know, the attractive people are the villains and the hideous green monsters are nice, which is great, you know, and all the message that it was trying to tell about, you know, don't judge by what the cover of the book is, but don't judge a book by its cover. Listen to me, I can't speak English anymore. But you know what I mean. It's like, don't take things on appearance, because you know, you only need to spend 4 minutes looking at some vapid bit of nothing on Instagram to go, oh, I think you're a horrible person. So you know, just watch Beauty and the Beast. This is what it is. This is Beauty and the Beast in space without all the songs. although. You know, the rules don't make anyone captive before they fall in love with them. Problematic. That would have been fascinating. And having the Dravens all be women is, you know, a really amazing thing. Apparently, that was a decision by Verity Lambert. This is her last story as producer. So she produced Doctor Who from the very first episode, like from the pilot, and this was her last one. This is the first story in season 3, even though it was made at the end of season 2. By the way, a season back then was like 50 episodes or something. Like it was on every week for a whole year. Like this podcast, it was crazy. So that was kind of her decision, which I think is one of the best decisions in the show. So that was a completely bonkers thing to do, and I loved it. So without that, it kind of like, you kind of go, well, that kind of added an extra dimension to the don't judge a book by its cover thing, because it's like, you know, these beautiful women with their glorious wigs and their fun tunics, their fun 60s style tunics. It does look very 60s. Like, that is the one thing I'll say, but it's like, oh, this is the 60s in space. I love it. but just like, nothing really happens. The Chumblies are kind of, you know, cute. The noises they make are amazing. Like, they're little... Like, this is, you know, 10 years before Star Wars. Like, maybe more like 10 or 11 years before Star Wars, before we had squat little robots making cute noises that were adorable. Like, you know, like The Matrix, Doctor Who was doing it, you know, decades ahead. And then when it happened in the big movies, everyone's like, oh, this is so innovative. It's like, no, this is why I love my show. So the Chumblies are adorable, although they don't really do anything. Like, they're just kind of, you know, helpful robots. Like those ones in Silent Running. They're just helpful, fun little robots that just do what they're told. They're Roombas with Bluetooth speakers. But yeah, I kind of enjoyed those bits about it. The Doctor leaving the Dravens behind is kind of callous, you know, given how far the Doctor has gone in the past to rescue even awful people, to just leave them there. I mean, I guess, you know, by his thinking, it's like, well, if he lets them on board the TARDIS, they're going to try and kill everyone to take it over. So what choice does he have, really? But realistically, surely the Doctor we all know and love would, you know, take that risk. So this seems strange to, but then again, you know, the Doctor just did use the flux to wipe out all of the Daleks and the Cybermen and the Sontarans. So, you know, maybe things haven't changed that much. It's like, yeah, I don't have time to save these people. Like, they're just gonna, they've been bad. So they just get sucked into a hole. So yeah, that ending was woo, full on. I was mad for the hair cutting scene at the start. It's weird. I don't know why I loved it, but it's just kind of, you know, it's like, that was one of my favorite things in the 80s Doctor Who, when you used to see the bedrooms. Like, you know, Adric would be pouting in his bedroom, or Nyssa would be doing an experiment in hers. Like, they all had little rooms and was like a fun little soap opera with space stuff happening. Like, the soap opera elements were like maybe 1 minute a month. But yeah, I kind of liked the, you know, oh, we're on the TARDIS. We give each other haircuts. So that was kind of cute. By the way, this is like, Stephen's only been there for one story. Like, he got rescued at the end of the chase, I think it was. And then the next story was the Time Meddler, which is one immediately before this. Oh, by the way, Zeros, which the Doctor mentions. He goes, oh, this reminds me of Zeros. The reason Vicky says, oh, if we jump to Time Track again, is because Zeros is the planet from the Space Museum where they jumped the time track. So that's why that happened. Because I was like, what are these two weird mentions of other stories? It's two mentions of the one story, which was not that long ago, realistically, in story time. So I think the Space Museum happened before the chase, which is when Ian and Barbara went home and Stephen joined. And then there was a Time Meddler, and then there's this one. And the next episode is the Mission to the Unknown, which has no Doctor in it or any companions. It's just all set on that planet that they're looking at going, yeah, I wonder what is happening on that planet. And it's kind of like a prelude to the Dalek Master Plan, which is 12 episodes. And in between that one and the Dalek Master Plan, there's the Mythmakers, which is when Vicky leaves. And I didn't want Vicky to, I really like Vicky. She's a great companion. Like, she's really fun. Like, I think Maureen O'Brien does a great job. Like, it's, yeah, there's kind of the friendship and kind of, you know, there's sort of that paternal thing that was going on with Susan, but it's not as, she doesn't seem as insipid. Like, you know, Susan sometimes is like, oh, grandfather, oh, grandfather, whereas Vicky's just kind of got a bit more pluck. So yeah, that's interesting. You know, one thing I found interesting watching the special features was that this script was originally written for Ian and Barbara. So when Peter Purvis got it, like, all of Stephen's lines were not okay. Like, they were they were just like, basically it was all of Barbara's dialogue transplanted to Stephen. So that was interesting. So yeah, he kind of arced up and was like, you know, this isn't the show I signed on for. Why have you given me this script for other people? Which is understandable. You know, you're able to feel like that. You know, I've been very angry on a set before going, I hate reading these lines. you know, it's, I did once say to someone, what you know about making television could fit on the back of a postage stamp. Cause I didn't want to read lines. Like, like someone said, well, what's the bit you have a problem with? And I'm like, everything from, hi, I'm Adam Richard, to Wednesdays on 8 PM. Which was the whole script. I'm so mean. Anyway, that's one of the reasons I don't perform anymore, because I am not okay. Not easy to work with. He's a difficult customer. So yeah, I enjoyed parts of it, but it's like, it's a little bit flat, like, kind of, you know, and also the timing of like, you know, oh, it's only got 6 hours. Oh, no, I only got 5 hours. Oh, I only got 4 hours. We only got an hour. Like, it's like, don't try and fit all that into a 30-minute episode. Like, just that does, like, it doesn't feel like the clock is ticking. Just having you shout out what the time is every now and again. Oh, yeah, there's only 1 hour. It's like, where's our jeopardy? Where's our danger? Like, you know, you need the big ticking clock. You need the big, it's an emergency. And, you know, that last little sprint across the planet, I guess, was the only bit where it felt like there was any kind of urgency going on. Like, it was, yeah. And it never felt like the rills were in danger of being overtaken by the driver. Like, it would have been better if all the driver had gotten onto the real spaceship and they'd taken off. And maybe towed the TARDIS or something. I don't know. But that would have been more drama. Like, you could have got on another 2 episodes with the drive and trying to kill the reel in their own spaceship. But, yeah, it was weird. It was, you know, this is one of those things that's great concepts but kind of shoddy execution. Like, it just feels a bit one note. In what happens in the story. It's like, well, I want big science fiction ideas, not like, here are some weird clone ladies and ooga booga men who are green in space trying to kill one another. Anyway, all right, next episode, what is it going to be? It's going to be a surprise is what it's going to be. Just, you know, listen to it and find out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.